This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve.
So we need to talk about, like, weird family traditions. Does every family have, like, a weird... This family's gone viral. They're a New Jersey family, and they literally, for their birthdays, they flip a cake.
Yeah.
You guys were getting into their videos.
There's millions of views. I want to be like, I think it's cool.
It looks fun.
Because it's like you've got this sheet cake, and then, like, does anybody really like sheet cake? Oh my God.
Course.
Steve raised his hand.
That's a good cake. Yeah.
What's
you
good
just
about
eat
it?
The frosting?
I'll give you that. Yeah.
The frosting is literally the worst part for me.
Because it's just pure sugar.
And like, Crisco or something.
Yeah.
Because it leaves that thing on the roof of your mouth. Mm-hmm. Like real frosting, like buttercream frosting.
Oh,
I'll
yeah.
eat it all day long. But sheet cake frosting is like, it's literally Crisco and powdered sugar.
You hit it and it does that like deep puff.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Deep puff.
It's,
like
you know?
I can barely talk because I can't stop licking my teeth because I feel like I have the frosting on my teeth.
That's
right
a good
now.
Frosting and cake. Yeah.
Cake. So what they do is like after they make their wishes or whatever, they put two hands under the sheet cake and throw it up in the air, but try to like throw the backside or the front side a little more so it flips over once and then catch it back into their forearms.
Okay.
And as long as it doesn't hit the floor, if it kind of lands upside down on their arms or lands halfway or whatever, everyone will still eat the cake.
Oh, okay. Because they didn't get it wrecked. But if it...
Right. I don't hate it.
It looks fun. It's a good tradition.
And each member of the family has to do this successfully or...
Depending on what's going on, whatever the celebration is, whatever the one video, I think we're going to throw it up on our Facebook page. There was like four or six. They were all out on the deck and each one had a sheet cake. And I think
wow.
they all pulled it off.
That's a lot of cake.
It's just like, and they did it at the exact same time.
Oh,
so it
fun.
Wasn't like a wave. It was like everybody, one, two, three, whoa. And the sheet cakes are up in the air.
But never a bunt or just always.
I feel like a bunt would be hard to flip.
Yeah, okay. It's like uneven weight.
Yep.
Okay.
You
yeah.
need a sheet.
Nice.
It's never, yeah, you don't do the like weird when you, did your parents ever make you like the shape of Cookie Monster or anything?
Oh, yeah.
I got the Cookie Monster shape
you
one.
You did? That's cute.
I was like 16 though, so it was like, I want that to not be true, but it absolutely, it's because my mom got a mold for the Cookie
yeah.
Monster one, and
oh,
she was
yeah.
like, I have to make it. To see if I can make it good.
But was it a good flipping cake, probably?
It's uneven. So his head's small and his body's big. So that one side, you would have had a weird thing.
Look at you with the physics and the cakes.
We want to talk about your weird traditions. Anybody here got, like, I know my family has 100 of them.
I think it's one of those things where you don't really know it's a weird thing until someone else is like, you guys do that? That's so bizarre.
Yeah.
No one's told me so far anything you do is weird.
We actually, my family does have another cake one. We don't want all cake traditions, but my nephew cuts the center piece out of a piece of cake first, always.
That's right. I love that.
It's one of my
what?
Favorite things.
Yeah.
Like,
how
so,
do you
and
even
he,
get it out?
Right?
It's hard, and he kind of wrecks a little bit of the cake together.
Yeah.
But what you can do is you cut a smaller piece, right, and you dig it out, and then you can dig the rest out and make it look like you took
a starter little.
Yes.
Okay.
You get a little starter hole. And then you, so then, and he often does it when no one's looking. So, like, you go in to get the cake. Oh, it's time for cake. And somebody gets it. Well, let's sing happy birthday. And it's like, oh, Nathan's been here. Because he takes the center.
That'd be annoying.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, at first, though.
It is. It's super annoying until it's not. And now it's like,
oh, true.
Whenever I look at a cake that doesn't have a piece out, I'm like, oh.
That's kind of cool.
My family also plays Slug Tesla.
Oh, that nowadays, that would hurt.
They're everywhere.
When we played Slugbug, there were bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
You try to play Slugbug now, you'll forget you're in the game. When was the last time you saw a bug?
It's been, but I thought they were rare back then too, kind of. Not really then.
There was that resurgence where they all had the little bud cup in it, where they had a little flower, and then people put eyelashes on the front of them and all that stuff. Yeah. So is that a weird one? Slug Tesla?
I just wanted to punch them in the head. I don't know why.
The bug people, they became
eyelashes and the whole
and a nose and a weird flower. Yep. So if you have a weird tradition, we'd like to hear yours. 303-222-5423, or you can text us at 51059. There are some other families that say they tell ghost stories on Christmas.
Yeah, and the scariest story gets to open presents first.
Huh. Yeah.
What?
Just take a little bit of the like joy and excitement out of Christmas and make it a little scary.
That's basically what it is.
I don't know why you're doing that. Another family says every Easter they get out a piñata. They do a piñata.
Oh.
And they're an 100% Irish family.
Just weird all around.
Yeah.
They're just...
I don't know if
what
I
is Easter? Oh, our Lord has risen. Let's beat this mule until candy falls out.
Yay.
Although we do candy, so it kind of makes...
That's different.
Usually it's, like a hunt for it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I just thought of another food one.
But you guys do?
In my family... If two people, well, it can't be two, it's two people, one has to be a grown-up and one has to be a kid. If two people say ice cream social, we have to go to the store and buy like three different kinds of ice cream, three different kinds of toppings. But like the parents are usually, we're the last ones, but like the kids have learned to like trick us. It's like, what's the thing we do sometimes where we get, it's like, oh, ice cream social. And then they'll go, ice cream social. And then you're like,
oh.
That's kind of fun.
And then you just lay it out. It's like a Sunday bar.
And it's special because it's not happening all the time.
Yeah. But then you start to realize that your kids are manipulating you. They're like, Dad, you want another Manhattan? And you're like,
Oh, yeah.
Are you trying to get an ice cream social? Is that what you're doing? The other one that I really liked was somebody said when their family has unexpected guests come over, the parents will say FHB.
FHB.
Family hold back. Which means everyone who's supposed to be there, like the kids and the parents, stop eating because they need to save food for the guests. If somebody unexpected, so it's like instead of you taking how much mashed potatoes you want, you family hold back.
It's like for like poor people. Like when you grow.
That's the way I read it. Am I wrong? No.
Yeah, poor people.
No, of course. Like, not everybody has a butler who can make a second round of filet mignons.
Sorry. Okay. I didn't know. That's endearing. That's cute. I like that one.
Weird family traditions. If you have one, we want to hear it. Christy?
Yay.
Yay. What's your weird tradition?
So when me and my family are hanging ornaments on the tree, we've had a few pets pass throughout the years and everything. But there's a particular ornament of my childhood dog that always has to be at the top of the tree.
Nice.
And then where the other pets have gone is where they are subsequently placed on the tree.
Oh,
so you do them in order of when they died?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's not a weird, and that's a beautiful tradition.
My childhood dog, it's been 25 years, she's always at the top.
Have you guys heard about the? I know that Christy. Thank you for the call. That's beautiful. Have you heard about the pickle? Isn't there a pickle?
Yes, you brought that up.
Somebody's. I forget who told me. There's a pickle.
Real. That's real.
Like they hide a pickle in the tree.
Yeah.
Like
a real one.
It might be a pickle ornament. And like if you find the pickle ornament, there's sort of weird.
The pickle, you're right.
Yes, it's the Christmas pickle.
Yep.
And there's a story of the mysterious Christmas pickle that we all. Sorry, Sarah.
Yay.
Weird tradition.
So the weird tradition started when my kids were in elementary school and my daughter pooped her pants when the fire alarm went off.
Well.
So ever since then, whenever the fire alarm went off, we went and got ice cream.
Oh.
She's lost the poop first.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.